had the retreat, and some of us felt it was actually one of the nicest parts of the retreat. Not to take away from anything else, sorry. Not to take away from anything else, but it was a very nice part of the retreat. Obviously we're going to say some thank yous, that goes without saying, but to do some reflections. So often, most days I listen to His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu, and at the end of his classes, and even halfway through his classes, he doesn't ask for questions, he asks for reflections. And he says a reflection means that anything you've heard in the class that you can take away with you. So if someone says, hey, what was that guy talking about? You can say, he was talking about this. And often it's very nice because what happens is when you, firstly, it means that you have to really be attentive when you're listening to the classes and the talks, because it means you know you're going to be asked to give a reflection. So it helps your hearing. And it also means it helps you to remember, and then you can share that with others also. So often we can learn from each other. We're in a very nice assembly of Vaishnavas here, and we're all learning from one another. You know, everyone's got their own unique understanding or their own realization, and that helps to broaden and deepen our understanding of Krishna consciousness also. So in a moment we're going to do some reflections. But firstly, we wanted to say thank you to all three of our special guests, His Holiness Jananda Goswami, who of course is already gone. We tried to stop him going. We did our best. We formed a blockade, but eventually he had to go. And of course, His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami and His Holiness Jananda Goswami. So we'd especially like to... Oh, what did I say? Jananda Goswami again. Sorry, it's been a long retreat and not much sleep. And His Holiness Dayananda Swami. We'd really like to thank all of them for coming and giving time from their busy schedules. And they're in demand all around the world, so we feel very grateful and fortunate that they've come to spend time with ourselves in this very remote part of the world, Baldersdale. So we really thank them so much for their association, for all of their inspiring talks, realizations, contributions. So we'd like to thank them all very much. So His Holiness Jananda Goswami Ki, His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami Ki, His Holiness Dayananda Swami Ki, Nita Gaura Premanandi. And we're just going to do a few thank yous. Secondly, I'd like to thank all of you for coming. We said the other day, but the more the merrier. And, you know, of course, you can, in Krishna consciousness, you can have kirtan on your own, you can do Harinam on your own. We mentioned Prema Sankirtan, who goes out and Harinam on his own quite often. But actually, Anandam Buddhivardhanam, Krishna consciousness is blissful when it's expanding. So the more devotees there are, the better. Bhakti Chaitanya Swami was saying he's going to be going to the deep into Siberian mountains, and there's going to be 500 to 700 devotees there. So I think here we've had about 40 staying. We had maybe another 10, 15 that came for the day. So we need to expand this movement. You know, we shouldn't rest on our laurels. Actually, the reason that we come to these retreats, my spiritual master, he always says that the reason we go to the Holy Dharma is actually to get strength, to get inspiration, so that we can go back to our Prabhudat Desh, or our, you know, the place that we're assigned by the spiritual master to preach. So we gave a little definition of what is a retreat at the start of this retreat. We said it's to withdraw from the enemy as a result of their superior power. So like we said, Maya in one sense isn't our enemy. But Prabhupada would sometimes speak in that militaristic language that, you know, becoming Krishna conscious is like declaring war on the illusory energy. So hopefully we've all come. Because like sometimes you may lose a battle, but you can still win the war. So every day in Krishna consciousness, I don't know about you, but I get to the end of the day and I think, I blew it again. I blew it again. I offended this devotee. I didn't do this. I didn't hear the holy name once. I didn't remember Krishna. So we lose many battles. But we're going to continue to, you know, in association like this, then we're going to win the war against, you know, really our own mind and senses in one sense. So hopefully we've all become a little bit stronger so that we can go back to our Prabhudat Desh, wherever that is, Durham, London, Scarborough, Krishna Kripa, he goes everywhere. He's all over the world. His Prabhadapdash is the entire globe. But wherever it is, so that we can preach Krishna consciousness. And what does preaching Krishna consciousness really mean? It means to make devotees. And we've heard how important it is. The most important thing to make devotees is firstly to be a good devotee ourselves, and to try and share that mood with others by developing loving relationships. So hopefully we've all learned, and we can now put that into practice, so we can go back to our respective places, and we can create such a wonderful atmosphere within our community, a Vaikuntha atmosphere, that as soon as people come into it, they're automatically feeling like, I think it was Dayananda Swami who said, or Jananda Maharaj, who said, these are the people I want to be with. I've come from the material world, I'm fed up of those type of exchanges. These are the type of people I want to be with in this type of atmosphere. So hopefully we're all feeling inspired in that regard, and we can go back and continue to churn those loving relationships more and more, and in this way expand the Krishna consciousness movement, because this is the mission of Lord Chaitanya and of Srila Prabhupada. So we hope you're all feeling inspired in that regard. So we just wanted to say, also, we want to thank all of those who... So all of you for coming. Thank you for coming and also giving up your time and energy. You've come from many places, all over the country, all around the world. So we thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate all of your association. And please forgive us for any of our shortcomings or any of our misgivings, any offences we may have inadvertently or even knowingly committed. So thank you for tolerating us. I'd also like to thank those who are not here. Some have already gone, and those who came for the day yesterday. It's been really nice to have everyone here. And then we wanted to say a few individual thank yous. I'd like to personally thank Jagannath Eshwari, who's organised this whole retreat. Actually, I would say, not single-handedly, but she's the one that's taken on the burden of responsibility. It's a burden of love. And anyone who's ever done anything like this knows it is a burden and it's very stressful. And sometimes you can, because you're the person saying, well, no, it's going to be, you've got to say this, how much it costs. How much? I'm not paying that. That's okay. You know, all these different things you have to deal with, you know. So Jagannath Eshwari has single-handedly taken on the responsibility of organising this retreat again. I didn't have anything to do with it. I just left that all up to her. So I'd like to thank Jagannath Eshwari for all of... She's not here, but anyway, that's the way it's happened. But I'd like to thank her.
Is she available?
I don't know. You can go and say... I mean, there's all the devotees in there. If they can come in, it would be nice, because we're going to mention many of them. Actually, that's an important point, that many of these devotees have been serving in the background. You know, it takes a lot. One thing is that an army marches on its belly. And, you know, just to cook that amount of prasadam every day, three times a day, I mean, it's a huge endeavour. Just to order the bhoga, to get it here, and then to try and prepare it, and then wash everything up afterwards, it's not an easy task. So we'd like to thank Jagannath Eshwari for organising the retreat. And we'd like to thank, here we go, Ramai Prabhu and Vrinda Mataji for cooking, for cleaning, and for basically just doing any service that needs doing. There's an expression, doing the needful. So Ramai and Vrinda, they're always doing the needful. If something needs doing, you can be sure they'll be there doing it. And, you know, this retreat wouldn't happen without them.
Hare Krishna.
Jagannath Eshwari for organising the retreat, for taking on the responsibility, again, of organising this retreat and dealing with all the different things that needed to be dealt with. So thank you so much, Her Grace Jagannath Eshwari, David Asi Ki. And we were thanking Ramai and Vrinda for just, you know, doing everything, you know, cooking, cleaning, any service that needs doing. So His Grace Ramai Prabhu Ki.
Jai!
His Grace Vrinda Devi Dasi Ki.
Jai!
And also for Jagadish Prabhu, he loves cooking for the Vaishnavas, he loves to serve devotees, so he said, I will only come to the retreat if I can cook all of the prasadam. And his wife had to ring us up, you know, and say, don't let him do everything, it's too much, you know. He works so hard as well, he's exhausted when he comes home, he doesn't sleep, and please make sure he's got helpers. But again, Jagadish Prabhu, we'd like to thank you so much for coming and taking on that yajna of cooking. Like we said, an army marches on its belly. So, you know, and sometimes you don't do much marching after you've eaten because you're just ready to go to sleep. Too many cauliflower pakoras. But those cauliflower pakoras were amazing yesterday. So thank you very much to Jagadish Prabhu. Jagadish Prabhu ki! And also of all of his helpers, because they have had many helpers. And just to name a few, of course we can't name every single person because in one sense everyone's contributing, but just to name a few devotees that have been helping in the kitchen, there was Cammy, so we'd like to thank Cammy. Tara Lakshmi Mataji. Krishna Mantra Prabhu. Deva Deva Prabhu. Anishta Mataji. Ananda Vrindavan Mataji. And Kirti Kumari Mataji. And if anyone else has been doing things and we haven't mentioned your name, then we do apologise, but we really sincerely thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We'd also like to thank Keshavananda Prabhu for taking the responsibility of championing the kirtans. Praise Keshavananda Prabhu. Okay. That's been a real refreshment to this retreat, having all the kirtan going on. And Keshavananda Prabhu volunteered to organize that and always be here for that. So thank you so much, Prabhu. I'd also like to thank Vijendra Nandan Prabhu and Maha Mantra, who's not here now, for taking care of the sounds. You know, this is a movement which we hear the most important thing is hearing. So if you don't have good sound equipment, there's not much chance of hearing. And if you don't hear, then very soon you won't be here. You'll be somewhere else. So we'd like to thank Vijendra Nandan Prabhu and Maha Mantra Prabhu for setting up the facility so that we can all hear very nicely. His Grace Vijendra Nandan Prabhu Ki. His Grace Mahamantra Prabhu Ki. And we'd like to thank all the children. I don't know where all the children are. There's a few lurking around. You can usually hear them before you see them. But actually, we'd like to thank the children because, you know, sometimes it's a bit austere for them. They're in the middle of nowhere. They haven't got their toys to play with or their books to read and, you know, having to sit down sometimes in long lectures and things which are maybe going over their head. But we should remember that the children are the future of this movement, actually. So it's very important to encourage the children. Here's one now. She's very tall. I think she's almost as tall as me, actually. We'd like to thank the children because they bring life, actually. They bring life to the community, and they are the future of our community also. So thank you all the children for coming along and being enthusiastic and keeping us all enlivened and entertained. So, I think that was all of the... and one thing actually...
You forgot to mention, I would like to say special thanks to Vrishni.
Oh, sorry. Yes, that is on my list, but you can say it if you like.
Sorry, Vrishni's been... literally, she's been with me for the last week or so. She's been helping, she's been on her feet. I wouldn't be able to do it. We wouldn't be able to do it if she wasn't there. She's helped me. She's been staying up till like 11, 12, walking back home just to help me out with everything. So special thanks to Vrishni. I wouldn't have been able to do it without you. And thank you to Bharat.
She was sleeping at 1 o'clock in the morning doing the poster.
Sleeping and doing the post from the same time. That's multitasking.
She was busy doing the book for Maharaj, the Vyas Puja book, and then she was doing the poster, the schedule, everything. She was just ongoing, non-stop.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I did actually have both Vrishni and Varsha on my list, but I somehow or another missed her. So thank you, Ryan. So, yes, Her Grace. Vrishni Mataji Ki. And her sister Varsha Ki. They've been doing a lot of work again in the background, printing, like all the posters and things that were on your door, saying what name you're in.
I just want to add something, sorry to interrupt. I really want to thank Gaurav Kishore Prabhu, who has been helping me a lot in the kitchen to serve and arranging everything. So thank you so much, Prabhu.
Yeah. Actually, Gaurav Kishore Prabhu, he's a great inspiration. You know, he's just, you know, personification of humility, a service attitude, always cool, you know, really in the mode of goodness, actually transcendental goodness. And, you know, he's just a wonderful example. So I'd like to also thank Gaurav Kishore Prabhu for coming and gracing us with his presence and inspiring us like that. So thank you, Prabhu.
Really, very happy.
like we said, if we've missed anyone out, we do apologize. But we're also limited of time as well. But anyway, you know who you are. And Krishna knows who you are, and 33 million demigods also. They're all noticing. So one thing was that, also we forgot to mention, because we've been so absorbed in devotional service, that actually it was Ramai Prabhu's birthday on Friday. And he's such a humble devotee that, you know, he never makes a big fuss. He's probably really, you know, cursing me that I'm even saying it now. He doesn't like a big fuss. He's very humble. He's always in the background serving. And, you know, and anyway, so we'd really like to wish a belated happy birthday to Ramai Prabhu and thank him for all of his service to this, not only this retreat, but to ISKCON Newcastle and like that. So, His Grace Ramai Prabhu Ki. Okay. Now then, one thing we want to do now is we want to get to some reflections. And what we want you to do, actually, I'm going to get the ball. Actually, no, I'm not going to get the ball rolling. We're going to hand over to the Bhakti Chaitanya Swami, then His Holiness Dayananda Swami, to get the ball rolling with a reflection. But we'd like all of you, or, you know, not going to force you, but we'd like you to be inspired to come forward and actually just stand in front of everyone else and just tell us something that was a reflection for the weekend, something you've remembered. Perhaps it was Jananda Maharaj's brilliant rendition of Devasa Muni. You really got absorbed in the part there, you know. Or perhaps it was a wonderful kirtan, or perhaps it was a point from the class. So we'd like the devotees to volunteer there. Bhakti Raspur is coming forward. So we're going to hand over now to Bhakti Chaitanya Swami and ask him if he will give us a reflection. Thank you.
It's just so wonderful being in the company of devotees. Prabhupada, just before he left this world, he was bedridden in Vrindavan, and one of his godbrothers, Krishnadas Babaji, who was, you know, fairly close to Prabhupada, came to visit him. Krishnadas Babaji was a jovial type of character, jumped up on Prabhupada's bed, and the two Prabhupadas, you know, sure, really incapacitated, but he really sort of perked up with Krishnadas Babaji. They're laughing and joking in Bengali. Then Prabhupada, after a few minutes, some minutes, he just stopped and became very serious and pointed to his disciples and said, he quoted, it's Naratam Das Thakur, Tandera Charana Sevi, Bhakta Sanivas, Janame Janame Hoy, A Abhilas, which means, my only wish is to live in the company of devotees and serve their lotus feet birth after birth. And then he turned back to Krishnadas Babaji. And again, they're joking and laughing and quite animated. And after a few minutes, Prabhupada stopped and turned to the disciples. Tandera Charana Sevi, Bhakta Sanivas, Janame Janame Hoy, A Abhilas. Second time. All I want to do is live in the company of devotees and serve their lotus feet, birth after birth. Then he turned back to Krishnadas Babaji again, and again laughing and joking and back and forth. And then after a few minutes, he stopped again, third time. Tandera Charana Sevi, Bhakta Sanivas, Janame Janame Hoy, A Abhilas. So it's just really nice. This is what strikes me usually in these programs. You get all these different types of devotees. We have a range here. We have a real range. But they're all devotees and they're all really nice. And, you know, I get around so much. I get around too much. I'll be frank, completely. Too much. But wherever I go, there's just all these nice devotees, and it's just so nice being with them. And that's my sort of realization, or what's the word?
Reflection.
Reflection, yes. Just reflecting, all of you. Yeah? We want your association, birth after birth. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, yeah, I was a little bit apprehensive actually about festivals. Not a bit of very close. but every time I come to them, I always remember that after the festival I feel so, you know, much lighter and enlivened. And this particular festival is no, it's not an exemption from that. There, you know, obviously we've been talking about how much work the devotees have put into it, and maybe there's some austerity sleeping in the same room together. And but at the end of the day, this is, like Maharaj was saying, it's a chance to, you know, in the spiritual world, everybody's associating all the time. You know, Krishna doesn't have a minute. So we should also try and break off this impersonalist tendency to be alone, and in always relish or try to relish the association of devotees, and in this way gradually we'll become more and more purified and really enjoy that association. One thing I would like to thank Bhakti Chaitanya Swami, because his lectures were very, very to the point. I've noticed that I was talking to him at lunchtime, he said he's a Kapha Pitta. Is that right? Kapha Pitta, very deliberate, slow, deliberate, but certain. So I noticed that with his lectures, they were really to the point. He didn't miss anything out. There was, and I'm sure that everybody who heard him, that there's no doubt, you know, there's no grey areas how we should go forward. So that's something I have to learn for, also for my lectures, to be more to the point and not get it, you know, too much carried away with the less important things. But all in all, yes, I'm feeling very satisfied that I came, and I look forward in the future to having an association again. Thank you very much.
Thank you both for those lovely reflections. Does anyone else have a reflection? No, don't volunteer, people. You have to feel inspired. Just something, even if it was just like there was some wonderful sweet rice the other night, and that was great. Thanks, Pastor.
I suppose one of the things that I remember is the discussion about Radha Matra, how a fraction of a second's association with a pure devotee is enough to begin someone's journey for going back to Godhead. And I remember Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj is giving the explanation for that, that a pure devotee is emanating devotion from his heart. And if someone's exposed to that, even for a fraction of a second, that it's very beneficial for them. And I also remember we discussed the significance of devotees, how important devotees are in terms of their being dear to Krishna. That a pure devotee is very dear to Krishna, and even someone who's a devotee of a pure devotee is also very dear to Krishna. So it makes me reflect on the value of coming together in the association of devotees, how extraordinary an opportunity it is, and how valuable an opportunity it is. It's not business as usual. It's not an ordinary gathering. It's an extraordinary gathering. And one of the times when it came home to me maybe more forcefully was in the kirtan that we had yesterday at the beginning of Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj's presentation, when the kirtan started to build and then devotees start to want to get up to dance, and then everybody gets up to dance, and devotees are jumping up and down, and that kind of emanation which is in the hearts of devotees gets intensified and becomes more magnified, if you like. And the stamping on the ground is like a spiritually seismic vibration. It causes great effect in the world. these kind of gatherings. And so I guess I feel personally very grateful to the organisers of the festival, Jagannath Ishwari and her team. I feel personally grateful for the opportunity to be able to come here and have that kind of experience, take advantage of it. And I also feel great appreciation seeing how that opportunity is made available to all of the other devotees here. I feel deeply appreciative of that, to be able to witness that. And I like Chaitanya Vallabha Prabhu's suggestion that it's that if you've got something good, then try to share it, try to expand it. And I feel that there's an experience gathering, some knowledge is being built up in the people, in the organisers of these festivals in our community, how to do it more nicely, how to do it better. I felt that this time with the introduction of kirtans and obviously with our honoured guests, I kind of get the feeling that they're feeding into the process also, and that starts to come through in an improved experience for everybody. And one, if I can presume to give a room for improvement, I think that possibly this event is outgrowing this venue and that somewhere more accessible, where more people could come more easily, and where the facilities are maybe a little bit more salubrious. And if people are going to object to paying, then maybe we're better off without those people coming in the first place.
Yeah.
Because those people who know the value of this kind of experience, they'll be prepared to do a little sacrifice to get the experience. So that's just a small suggestion. But overall, please keep it going. The dedicated servants who are putting the effort into this every year, please keep it going and try whatever intelligence Krishna can give and the devotees can give to increase and expand it, because it's so wonderful.
Hare
Krishna.
Thank you very much, Francesco. Any other reflections? Thank you. Actually, you may need to come.
No.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were.
No, I was waiting for you.
Get to come out. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, everyone.
Hare Krishna.
To be really honest, like, I feel like completely enlivened. Like, by the association, by the wonderful katha, it's just like a rebirth, you know? Like, it's really wonderful. So we had this beautiful journey where we actually were discussing, you know, these five aspects. Was it called Panchangam?
Yes.
Yes. And initially, His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami, he was explaining how actually devotee association actually increases the experience or enhances the experience. Then he mentioned that it was all pervasive, that without devotee association, actually these are not the same, like deity worship, etc. And then Jayananda Maharaj and Dayananda Maharaj were actually very much teaching us what is actually the value of devotee association. And then His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj picked it up from there and taught us how to actually associate with the devotees, and in such practical ways, like, so everyone can apply this. It's just wonderful. And I feel like it is, for me, something that if I apply that, that I'm sure that, you know, my relationships, because it's all about relationships, will definitely improve. I will improve, my spiritual life will improve. And something even more shocking is that Maharaj actually mentioned that when we do this properly, the threefold miseries of material life, they just end. You know, I mean, come on, that's like, you know, just by our behavior, actually, we can attract Krishna's mercy in such a way. And by our dealings, it's actually very miraculous, and it actually shows us what huge responsibility we have as, you know, practicing devotees, that we should actually do something, and actually it lies with us. So for me, it's very eye-opening, and I think it's very important for us that we often become habituated, and we do things, we take things for granted, or at least I do, and then we are reminded, you know, why are we doing this, and what is actually the effect, what is actually the benefit. So for me, it's like just amazing. And I also wanted to take this opportunity to thank Jagannath Dishri, who's just such an exemplary devotee and so inspiring, and all of you here. And I'm just so grateful. It was not planned that I would be here. I'm a disciple of Bhattacharya Maharaj, and I'm actually just passing through the West because I don't live here. And somehow my sister, spiritual master Jagannath Maharaj, is here, and she told me, you know, why don't you come? And I have been dreaming about meeting His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, because I heard from him several years ago on an audio tape, and I had this similar experience of just feeling extremely enlightened and having all these practical advice which I can actually apply, and it actually helps me to grow. So I'm just overflowing with gratitude here. So thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Katie Kumar. So anyone else had a reflection? Keshwanan. Yeah, this only goes so far, so some of you from the back, don't be shy, you'll have to come forward when it's your turn to speak.
Most of you know I'm not much of a speaker, so I'll just give a short reflection that I'm very grateful to have been here, this wonderful association, and I feel like what an amazing opportunity to be here, and I'm glad I was able to take it to be here. My reflection is the encouragement you gave us yesterday, Maharaj, to partake in some of those exchanges. In particular, the second ones that you mentioned about with, you know, someone senior or someone same level or someone junior, and to actually have some of those exchanges during lunch and other times that we were able to. And so I tried to, and I would like to thank you for that, because I probably would not have maybe put myself out. And it was very nice. In the end, it actually turned into some long conversations. You may have noticed I was missing this morning. But I feel greatly enlivened from having had some real interactions. In life, it's often we let it get very busy. So to be here and have this time together where we're not running off to do some work and have this thing I need to do, is so wonderful. And again, thank you to Jagannath Ishri for facilitating this. And it's a lot of work, I know. And again, thank you for the encouragement of you both, and also for Jagannath Maharaj, who's already headed up. And I hope I can imbibe more that you mentioned. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keshwananda.
Confession time now. Actually, when I asked to come, it was full. I'm going to be honest. And being the rascal that I am, I wrote to Maharaj. I don't know what happened after that. The next minute I got a email from Jagannath Ishri wanting, you're coming, and I was supposed to stay with another guest. And then when I came, I was sharing a room with my good friend Sachi Kumar Prabhu. Jagannath Maharaj mentioned something in the question and answers yesterday. It was actually a very subtle point, very important point, and I think it was reflected by the chief guests here, and that everything we have is in Prabhupada's books, which is true, beyond a doubt. But for most of us, we're quite dull. We're not necessarily able to dive deeply into Prabhupada's books, but those representatives of Prabhupada, they bring his books to life. And that's the glory of this kind of retreat. We've been managing retreats and solo retreats for a long time. And so we know the headache required. You know, is the accommodation good?
showers, shared bathrooms, noise, prasadam, the list is endless. The sleepless nights, people complaining every 5 minutes. Yeah, somewhere there is Prabhu and Mataji, and especially Mataji, it's just like, not seeing her once, flip out. That's actually very, very inspirational. She's not lost a call, she's not, you know, she's just always been smiling, she's always been engaging.
You missed
the support for us. Honesty as well. Wow. So I'd like to encourage all of you. My great fortune to be here. There's some wonderful Vaishnavas here. My greed for spending time with Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj and Harada was my good fortune. Maharaj really, we spent some nice time in Navadip Mandal Parikram. It was good fun. And I really was realizing that association of the bodies is a panacea, but we shouldn't forget, just like Prabhu was saying, we might go away from here, but we shouldn't forget what we have. We should continue, we should be taking the next step up in our spiritual life. As a community, you can all take that next step up. Continue to develop those relationships you've had here. You're away from your usual stress, so some of those challenges in your life are paused, and you can actually have deeper relationships, and you should continue those relationships. These retreats are transformational for a community. So we pray that you have many, many more. And we thank you for tolerating my presence, and we pray that we can have your association again. Shri Prabhupada ki
jai. Thank you for sharing with me. Any other reflections? Rajendranandan from behind the sound desk, like the Wizard of Oz in the cupboard.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
We cannot see him.
Doesn't matter, you can hear me, right?
No, not just as well.
So, for me, this moment has been long awaited. And really, it feels a bit like the rain after a long period of drought. In the sense that sometimes we get into a routine, most people are, especially here in Newcastle, like Maharaj says, we're a bit disconnected from the mainstream. And events like this, it happens once in a while, you know. Like my wife is from Ukraine, over there, it could happen every 2 weeks. There's always like an assembly of 400, 500 devotees, and you can just go and get some really nice association. But and personally speaking, especially sitting here behind the desk, I don't like doing the sound. I always get like someone's telling me it's too loud, another one's telling me it's not loud enough. You know, the microphone squeaking and things like that. But one thing I like about it is it's a little bit like a VIP section. Like I can sit down at the feet of Gurudev and all, you know, all the nice devotees and disciples of Srila Prabhupada. And actually, in this retreat, my reflection is, it's like every time I meet up with Gurudev, Dhyananda Maharaj, Dhyananda Maharaj, like they carry something, like they carry a little sample from that time of Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.
And I can just feel it, you know, this connection. This is my reflection, because like I can feel that emanating, like, and it makes me think of how back in the days, how the devotees were, how their service attitude were, how everyone wanted to just be at the feet of Srila Prabhupada, how every devotee was like waiting for this opportunity to serve, how everyone was so into it, you know. This is what, like, I feel like I got an opportunity to do that kind of service. And this is what I really appreciate about these kinds of egos. You see? So, that's it. Hare, hare.
Hare, hare. Thank you, Vijendra Nandapuri. Swati Mataji.
But yeah, it's not going to pull too much about it. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you so much for giving this opportunity. So firstly, I just want to say sorry if I, you know, my words are not in proper way to communicate, you know, whatever I wanted to say, but I think I will be successful in communicating my reflection. So firstly, I can say I'm pre-junior level of devotee. I cannot even say that I'm a junior. So what I got from, you know, Maharaj's classes and everything is like, when I associate with senior devotees, so what I got is like, they also, you know, go through so many, you know, kind of materialistic, stressful things. So I should not expect every time they should be very humble and everything. So because it is very obvious for everyone to fall into this kind of maya. So instead of thinking about that particular incident so many times, I wanted to relate that, you know, Krishna has sent them to test my patience or to, you know, to improve myself in that spiritual life or to increase my, you know, tolerance levels. Instead of, you know, going and telling, you know, that this is what my problem with that person or with this person, instead of committing an offense. So I just realized that, okay, it is Krishna is sending me just to improve my all kind of, you know, purification and everything. So that's what I wanted to say, you know, about the senior devotees. And I really want to thank Jagannathishwari and Chaitanya Prabhu for giving me an opportunity to meet Maharajas and also having the association with Sumit.
Thank you.
Thank you, Santi. Did I see your hand?
Yes. Hare Krishna, everyone.
Hare Krishna.
I want to thank Gurudev. Thank you for being patient with me. And thank you for encouraging me, because I'm not qualified to do this service. And thank you, Diane Maharaj, for coming. And thank you, everyone, for being patient and tolerant. And I wanted to say, please forgive me for anything I might have said or done during the retreat, because I know I offended many people because I was stressed. And and I'm known for my fiery nature as well. So.
You should have been in Sudarshan.
So I've learned from the retreat again and again. Krishna has been showing me how precious devotees are, and just this morning I was speaking to my husband and I was like, oh, I can't do this, you know. And then Krishna again in the class, I got all my answers. Devotees are so precious and they're so fragile. One word, it was mentioned in one of the class, it takes gallons of blood to make a devotee, and we just say one word and then they come. So my reflection is, I need to listen to devotees. I need to see everyone as Krishna's children. And be careful when I'm answering as well, like that. And yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity to be able to serve. At least I tried. And I hope with your blessings that again we will be able to do more retreats in Newcastle. And I hope that next year I'll be a bit more mature and be able to deal with everyone in a better way. But again, thank you, Gurudev, for encouraging me, and thank you for giving me this opportunity. I wouldn't have been able to do this without you.
Thank you, Jan. Oh, Venki. Prabhu, this is the husband of Swati.
Hare Krishna.
First of all, you should excuse my English because I came from a really rural background of India. So I thought of talking about Atma, Karma, Jnanam, but these are really into it, so I cannot talk about those things now. But see, if that reservoir is there, right? So on Friday evening, they open the gates of devotion and spirituality through these gurus. Mm-hmm. And whoever want water, like devotion, from their last experience,
see.
Sorry. So,
from their last experience and from their spiritual way and devotion, they are just flowing that, you know, things from there. And if I want a spoon, I went there and brought it. If you want a bottle, you went there and brought it. So they are like flowing. They are just everywhere. And I can say this room is dark when they are into it, like before Friday evening. But all these organizers went with their candles of heart and brought here, and they just ignited everyone. I think I'm reaching everyone. So that's what I thought. And see, a small quantity of object, if it is mixed with something, the structure of, or the shape of it will change. But sky, earth, water, and Krishna, you cannot, you know, add something to it and change the shape, because they are everywhere. And from there, like these Maharajas, whatever the classes I heard, I mean, I don't speak much to everyone. It's my, because of my, you know, what do you say?
Nature
or whatever. But from my inside of my heart, I want to thank everyone who organized this. It's really hard, I know. It's really hard to manage one or two persons. If some guests come to home just to give the prasadam or whatever, there is 40-50 members, arranging things is not easy. And I really, really appreciate organizers and their valuable time. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Banky. And like you were saying, it's not your nature to be so outgoing. So thank you so much for taking the courage and coming and sharing that reflection. I just had a quick one, if that's okay. I really liked, and I can't remember who it was, because we had so much nectar association. I think it was back to Chaitanya Swami, but correct me if I'm wrong. But I think you said that Krishna consciousness actually is about developing a loving relationship with Krishna, and we're practicing on the devotees. And I thought that really struck me, because, you know, like we're quoting, Krishna says that one who says he is my devotee is not actually my devotee, but one who says he's the devotee of my devotee, he's actually my devotee. So Krishna appreciates it more that we're respectful to the Vaishnavas, even more than him. So I was thinking, if we were dealing with Krishna, sometimes the way we, you know, deal with devotees in a very casual way, and Tribhuvanathapuru used to say, casual means casualty. You know, so if you're casual, you're going to end up in casualty, because you're going to make a mistake and you're going to be in trouble. So I thought that was really nice, that we're practicing our loving relationship with devotees. We're developing our loving relationship with Krishna, and we're practicing our devotees. So I thought that was really nice. Thank you. And just one last thing. As I was going out to get a little gift for everyone, actually, because we're supposed to be practicing the six loving exchanges. And in that particular purport to that particular verse, the six loving exchanges, it says that the best gift you can give to someone is the holy name. So like in Kirtan, when you're leading Kirtan, you're giving the gift of the holy name, and everyone else, when they're responding, they're giving back the holy name. So in that regard, we do have a little Maha Mantra card for you. You can keep it in your wallet for auspiciousness. And it happens to have our Facebook and YouTube links on it, so it's slightly motivated. We want you to please like us on Facebook, follow us on Facebook, and subscribe to us on YouTube also. Anyway, when I was going out to get those mantra cards at the end of Maharaj's class, that wasn't a joke, by the way. You do have to subscribe and follow us on Facebook. Then I saw, there's a bookshelf just out in the foyer, and it had teachings of Lord Chaitanya on it. And I thought, how did that get there? And then I suddenly remembered, the last time we were here, 2 years ago, at the end of the retreat, I had a book table, and Javad Vasi Prabhu said, I'm going to buy all of your books, whatever else you've got left, and I'm going to, you know, donate them to Baldersdale. So then, and I started looking here, and I can see there's all these books that Javad Vasi Prabhu bought with his own Lakshmi, and he lives in the temple, he doesn't really have much Lakshmi, but whatever he has, he donates, you know. So he left them here. And Vaisheshika Prabhu, he was saying that he feels wary to go to any place where there's not a full set of Prabhupada's books. You know, it's like, oh, I'm not sure about this place. There's not, you know, there's no Prabhupada's books here. But when he goes to a place and sees Prabhupada's books there, he thinks, oh, this is good. I feel comfortable here. You know, I feel okay. Like you were saying, that the most important thing to get good association is that they're a dedicated follower of Srila Prabhupada, because that's, then you know you're safe. So then I was thinking, actually, a devotee turns any place into a place of pilgrimage. So Jamavasi Prabhu was here, Baldersdale, where are we? We're in the middle of nowhere. But he bought a set of Prabhupada's books and placed them here. So I thought, yes, I feel comfortable here. This is a place of pilgrimage. So that's the potency of devotees. Jamavasi Prabhu ki.
In addition to that, I was thinking about the explanation of the Lava Mudra, a moment association. And perhaps one example of it is that Prabhupada said, even if they touch a book, they'll be benefited.
Mm.
So you can touch something in a fraction of a second.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai. Now listen, we have 5 minutes left. Actually, any other reflections? Someone has their hand up? Nitai Champa, but I think you may have to come here because it's not quite going to reach.
Hare Krishna, everyone.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to the assembled devotees.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to the assembled devotees.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to the assembled devotees.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. My reflection is giving and getting. I'm a great getter, not a very good giver. I apologize for that. But you lot have really been giving, and I've really been getting. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Eloquent truth is truth spoken concisely. So that was straight to the point. Thank you so much. That was a wonderful reflection. If we have any more reflections like that, we'll get another 20 in by 12 o'clock. Thank you so much. Anu Master.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for this wonderful arrangement. I just have one reflection from Janananda Maharaj. Last evening he was mentioning that we should remember and behave in such a way that Prabhupada is always around and he's watching us. So I thought that is quite inspiring. I should take that. And thank you to Jagannath Bhikshuri, because without her arrangement, I would never be able to meet my Gurudev every year. So thank you for that.
Actually, that just reminds me, I was listening one time to a lecture by Vishnujan Swami, and he was saying, you know, who wants to know how to be Krishna conscious? Who would like to know how to be Krishna conscious? He said it's very, very simple. He said you just simply have to think that Srila Prabhupada is standing next to you, like Janananda. And then whatever you do, whatever you're about to say, you just think, would Srila Prabhupada be pleased with this? And if the answer is yes, then you do it. And if no, then you don't do it. And it's as simple as that. That's how to be Krishna conscious. Just reminded me when you said that. His Holiness Vishnujan Swami Ki.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to be out of the rooms by 12 o'clock. Right, that means all the bedding taken off, all your stuff packed up, and the bedding put in the corridors. It's now 1 minute to 12. I'll take responsibility for that. If Jan comes, I'll... But anyway, I thought it was so nice having these reflections. So I'd like to say thank you to all of you for giving your reflections. Sorry if anyone had any more and we didn't get a chance. Perhaps we can, you know, create a...
Prashad, we could share some more reflection because we are allowed to stay in the property till 4.
Good point. Thank you. So, so what we're going to do is we're going to now request the devotees, please go upstairs, pack your things, quick sharpish. Don't forget anything. Take off your bedding, you know, just not the duvets and the pillows, but the duvet covers, the pillow covers, and the bed sheets. Take them all off and put them in a neat pile outside the rooms in the corridors. then we're going to be serving prasadam very shortly, so you can come back down, and then we will really need a hand just to try and put everything back to normal. We'll need a hand washing pots, clearing up, loading cars. So please, if you, unless you have to get away straight away, please help us. You know, this is also how we develop relationships, is by performing service together, by putting the acharya, by putting Krishna in the centre, like Jananda Maharaj was saying. So we really do need a hand for all of that. And I'm going to give you all a little gift of the holy name. And this is one last very quick request. This I should have said this earlier, but I've just been so many things on. This is just a little thing just to put out there. In ISKCON Newcastle, we have a beautiful building, a beautiful temple there. However, we have problems with the guttering in our roof. And it's been there for about a year now. We've been trying to do something with it. Basically, what's happening is everything's leaking, all the water's coming in, and it's, you know, the rooms are getting wet upstairs, the paint's crumbling off. We really need to fix this ASAP now. It's getting quite bad. We're trying to raise £10,000. We've already got £1,000 so far. We're in the process of setting up a Just Giving site so devotees can help if they would like to. So I just wanted to put that out there. If anyone would like to help support our community in ISKCON Newcastle by giving whatever they can, whether it's a penny or £10,000, everything's very much appreciated and welcome. So if anyone would like to contribute in any way, then please come and see myself. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sri Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki. Sri Giri Govardhan ki. Sri Nrisimhadev Bhagavan ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Dharmasrail Retreat 2018 ki. All of you ki. Nitai Gaura Premanande. Please go upstairs very quickly, pack all your things and come back downstairs for some prasadam and some packing away. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Oh, please come and take a little mantra card. I'm going to give